רבויסאי, יש שני דינים בחנוכה. יש הלל ויש הידו. הלל is when we're talking about a nes nigle. What was the nes nigle of Chanukah? The Pach Shemen. It doesn't make any sense. It's obvious HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a nes. What's the nes nister of Chanukah? The Melchoma. Melchoma, you're right, they fought against all odds, but now you see people, they're on Maccabi team because we're Maccabim, we're strong, people think that Maccabi was Teva. Melchoma was Teva. So when you're doing Nes Nistar, Ala Nisim, which comes right after Al Nisech, Shebechol Yoim, Shama Midubar Al Nes Nistar, Midabrim Ala Melchoma. Aval, when you want to know why did we say Hallel? Why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? That's for a different Nes. That's for the Nes Nigle. Okay. Achshav yesh lanu shnei anashim. Yesh echad b'shem Yosef. Echad b'shem Yehuda. Yosef, Yaakov natan lo ksoines pasim. Maya ksoines pasim. Special coat. So it wasn't just a, you know, techno color, you know, coat that he wore, which was like, you know, very cool and trendy. Ayesho yepo mashu. It was something, right, very, very spiritual. Pasim is pasyam. Pasyam means you cut through the yam. Which means Yosef had a coat that had the ability to do nisim, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Pasyam. And the pasuk says, we say every day, Vayar Hayom Vayonois, the Yam saw and it split. The Medrash says, what did it see? Aroyin Shel Yosef. Yosef is a bechina of Nes Nigle. Because Rachel wasn't supposed to have any children. She wasn't supposed to have children. Yosef was a Nes. Leah had an easy time having children. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. She's having children. But Rachel didn't have children. He was a Nes. He was pas yam. Ksoines pasim was matimlo. He was Nes Nigle. That was Bechin of Yosef. Now you have Yehuda. What does the name Yehuda mean? Hapam oide es Hashem. Now I'm going to be moide. That's hoida. She, what does it mean? Hapam oide es Hashem. The Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says, until Leah, no one said hoida. What does that mean? Avraham Avinu didn't say hoida. Yitzchak didn't say hoida. Apshatu, they said Hallel. Because anytime there's a nes, so for sure they think that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu walked out of the furnace. He was in Kivshon Ha'esh, Avraham Avinu. He didn't walk out and say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vadai, because that's a nes. He was saying Hallel. Leah comes and says Hoidah. What's Hoidah? Hoidah is Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoim Imanu. What's irregular about having a fourth child? Nothing irregular. It's in the Nistar. It's in the Teva. That came Leah and said, I'm going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for what seems to be regular. What does the word Hoidah mean? What does the word Hoidah? To admit. When do you have a Hoidah? When Yesh Pot Shnei Nashim, I say to you, you owe me $100. He says, no, I don't. He says, I admit to you that I do. Hoidah is when something, when you have Ki'ilu, it's not clear. Like, when I'm Moided to you, it's something that's unclear. Hoidah is only when there's something that is not obvious. That's what Hoidah means. I'll admit it to you. If it's like clear as day, you don't have to admit it to me. So Hoidah is only on Nistar. That's Yehuda. Yosef is on Nigle. Two different Bechinot. Two different personalities. There's a clash here. The Vadai, what we're trying to do is make a Shiluv between the two of them. And from the Nes Nigle, says the Ramban, a person has to be Mavin, also in the Nes Nistar. And a person has to try to, Ke'ilu, bring the two together. We have two different people. There's Mashiach ben David, and Mashiach ben Yosef. These are the two different Mashiachs. David is Mishavet Yehuda. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. So what's going to happen, Rabbi Yisrael, because of Mamash? There's going to be someone Mashiach ben Yosef. He's going to fight on Melchoma. He's going to die in Melchoma. Then comes Mashiach ben David. V'akol b'seder. So what is this exactly? What's going on? We have something called Neis Nigla. Neis Nigla is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being megala to us in specific situations and circumstances. But there's something that's deeper than that. And that's to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every single thing that happens. Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu. The Tafkid, the Tachlis of a Neis Nigla is only to give birth to a Neis Nistar. That's the purpose of a Neis Nigla, says the Ramban. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all those nisim that he did in Mitzrayim? So that way we could know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manhik, and even when he's not doing nisim, he's behind the teva. That's the purpose. So it's only to bring us to an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al nisecha shebechol yoyim imanu. That's the purpose. And lechen, what we're trying to get to through the Neis Nigla is a dargah of emunah. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that happens is really a Neis. And I think that perhaps that is one of the terutzim. Why is it that we have 8 nights of Chanukah? We should have 7 nights of Chanukah. 7, a mispar sheva, is a mispar of teva. Everything that's in teva is the mispar sheva. 7 days of the week. 7 colors of the rainbow. There are 7 keys. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Do is going back to, that brings me back to do. But everything is 7. As a matter of fact, something fascinating. There are 7 digits in a phone number. You know why? Because a person's mind is able to remember 7. Americans, that's the way we do things. Because a person's mind is able to remember 7. If you ever tried to remember an English phone number, it's just like, okay, forget it. It's just too many things going on there. Because you can remember 7. That's why the all phone numbers are 7. Because that's what a person's kolet in this world is sheva. The mispar sheva. Shmona is me'ala teva. Shmona is already going one beyond. So we have this thing over here. Are we sheva? Are we shmoneh? What are we? Is Chanukah sheva or shmona? Well, the word kohen says the Maral. What's the gematria of the word kohen? Anyone? 75. Which bidyuk, beemtza, between 7 and 8. Teva, me'ala teva. Yehuda and Yosef. We're trying litchaber, to create a chibur, trying to get them to coexist. That's 75. That's what we did. We had the menorah. Kama kanim hayu b'menorah? 7, right? There's 7. There's 6, and then and it lasted for 8 nights. 7, 8. So what was really the 8th night? So what's the miracle on the 8th night, or the first night? So mer meforshim harbe harbe omer amrim at the pshat hazeh. The nes is the nes that shemen is madlik. Shemen is madlik. Shemen is a flammable. It's a nes. It's a nes. Ask anyone. Isn't shemen a nes? What are you talking about? Of course, shemen is madlik. That's part of science. You know, if a person, you know, chemistry, you can figure that out. No. It's a nes nigle. Nes nister, slicha. It's a nes nister. Al nisecha shebechol yoyim imanu. This is also a nes. It's a nes nister. But on Chanukah, we're trying to be mitchaber between Neis Nigla and Neis Nistar. So we say as follows. Misha Mevin. After you see a Neis Nigla, you understand that even the Teva is Neis, then you understand why you have 8 days of Chanukah. So what do we say in Haneris Halo? We say, Ubnei Bina, Yimei Shmoina, Kavu, Veshir Uranani. Why are they called Bnei Bina? What does it mean, Bnei Bina? What does that mean? What's the title, Rabbi said? Bnei Bina. People of understanding or wisdom or depth is really the right analytical depth. What's Bina? Bina is Lehavin Davar Mitoch Davar. is I got deeper. That's Bina. Bina is Lavin Davar Mitoch Davar. So, they had a nace of 7 days. That is obvious. That's not Bina, that's Chochmah. That's obvious. But why is there 8 days of Hanukkah? Because they're B'nai Bina Yemei Shmoina Kavu L'Shir Ananim. B'nai Bina is, I understand, not just these 7 days are a miracle. Everything that's happening, every day, Rabbi Yisai, is a miracle. And if a person understands that every day is a miracle, is a chius yeshlo, is a gishmak yeshlo. He woke up. You understand what happened? He woke up this morning. Miraculous. You know how exciting that is? So a person understands that that gives him koach and chizok and gives him chiyus to continue. It's not nisrashol ba'avoida, masha katuv, that klal yisrael b'asot tkufa. Because it was like, okay, another day, it's all drag. Not if it's a miracle. Every day is a miracle, every day is a gift, Rabbi Yisai. And to be mishalef between Yehuda and Yosef, that brings us to Mashiach Tzidkenu, that brings us to the Ketz, Bezrat Hashem Nizkeh, Ibinyan Bet HaMikdash, Vevalet Zion Goel. Have a good Shabbos.